Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 139. Psalms 139, verses 14 to 17. Psalms 139, verses 14 to 17.
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them.
Amen. Hallelujah. One more scripture, the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 20 and 21. The book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 20 and 21.
Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days.
That you may be wise in the latter days.
There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel will stand.
Amen. Hallelujah. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou may be wise in the latter end. Tonight I want to entitle the message, The Power of Planning. Look at somebody and say, The Power of Planning. Amen. Developing a life plan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To develop a life plan. Tonight I do not want to preach, I just want to instruct you. Amen. To develop a life plan. If you were to look at your life 20 years from now, what do you see? If you were to write your name on a piece of paper and write your age, the age that you are in right now, and 20 years from now, what is your age right on the other side? You will reach there. We are not planning to die. Amen. We are ready for the Lord's coming whenever He should come. But we're going to develop a plan for our life. If you're going to look at your life now and your age 20 years from now, some of you might get scared. When you look at your age 20 years from now, suddenly think, okay, that's not my grandfather's age. That's not my grandmother's age. That's where I'm going to be. If you're 60, look at your life 20 years from now, where it will be. If you are 30 like me, 20 years from now. If you are, look at your life, you're 20, 40 years. You will be 40, 20 years from now. Many a time during New Year and the beginning of a year, we make a New Year resolution. And by the time the month of January is over, we would have broken all the resolutions that we made. But it is important that you don't look or have a vision for a year, that you have a long-term vision. Look at somebody and say, have a long-term vision. To have a long-term vision. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Long-term vision will help you to look beyond your short-term setbacks. You might have limited resources now. You might have limited access now. You might have a huge truckload of disappointments in your life. But if you can have a long-term vision, all these things will get cancelled away. Praise the Lord. And that is the power of planning. Not to plan for a year or a month, but to have a long-term vision. Amen. Praise the Lord. So from Psalm 139, I want to tell you four things. The first thing is, if you're writing down, this is a message you can write down. If you're writing down, the first thing is, it is very simple. You need to write down and make it very clear to your own self that God has a plan for your life. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God has a plan for your life. And lift your head and say, God has a plan for my life. Amen. In other words, you are not an accident. You are just not filling up space. You are just not here to breathe in oxygen and to breathe out carbon dioxide. You are here because God wants you here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If you live your life with that consciousness, everything else will make sense. You are here because God has got a plan for your life. In the past years, the devil tried to finish you off, but if you are still breathing, you are still alive. It is a sign that God has got a plan for your life. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout out hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The second thing that I want you to write down is, God has designed you or designed me for His plan. Open your mouth and say, God has designed you for His plan. Amen. Now lift your hand and say, God has designed me for His plan. God has designed me for His plan. Praise the Lord. The way that you look, the talents that you have, the weaknesses that you have, the place that you were born, the place you are living now, the friends in your life, the relationship that you have, everything has been designed by God. Praise the Lord. Everything about you, are you with me, has been designed by God for His plan. Some of you might find it hard to believe, but that is the truth. You can look at your life with everything that you have, negativity, positives, with the strengths, the weaknesses, with the wisdom, the foolishness, everything. And you need to assure yourself to the Holy Spirit that God has designed me for His plan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even your weight, even your intelligence ratio, even your speaking capabilities, everything. If you're kind of heavy, if your kid is kind of heavy, chances are that God has not designed you to be a dancer. God has designed you to be a weightlifter. You're going to bring glory to the name of Jesus and bring honor to this country by being a good weightlifter if you purpose it in your life. If you're small build and you got nimble feet, chances are that you might make a great dancer for the glory of God. Are you with me? Everything about you is designed for the glory of Jesus Christ. Wow, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The third thing, God uses my experience for His plan. Open your mouth and say, God will use my experiences for His plan. One more time, God will use my experiences for His plan. Every experience that you've had, whether it be good or bad, whether it be bitter or tragic, whether it be painful or lighthearted, whether it be negative or positive, everything, every experience that you've gone through, are you with me? If you will give it into the hands of Jesus, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, everything happens plans for the good for those who love Jesus Christ. Everything. Wow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everything happens for the good of those who love Jesus Christ. Amen. In other words, nothing is a waste. Your failures, your valley experiences, your desert experiences, your experiences of victory, your ups and downs, every experience that you've gone through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. It's for His glory. It's for His plan. If you will give it into His hands and say, Jesus, I love you, He will turn it around for the good. The enemy won't use your weakness to destroy you, but your weakness God will use to bring His name glory and honor. Put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. In other words, don't look at your life with regret. Are you with me? Don't look at your life with regret. The fourth point. God's plan for me will touch other people's life. Open your mouth and say, God's plan for me will touch other people's life. Amen. How many of you believe that? That you will touch somebody for the glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God's plan for your life will touch through you other people's life. Amen. If you're going to be a footballer, you know, footballer, you're not going to play for yourself. You're not going to dribble the ball all by yourself all through your life. I mean, you're playing for your team. Are you with me? Amen. I hope our Indian cricket boys will play for the team, for the country, in the World Cup. How many of you will pray for them? Looking at the way that they are playing, they need our prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, people will benefit from your life. That is why it is important that you learn to relate with people. Some of you need to audit your friends. You need to have a good develop a good people skill. And you need to take an audit of your friends. Friends are like elevators, you know. Some can take you up, some can bring you down. You need to audit your friends and see who are the ones who take you up and who are the ones who take you down. Have wisdom to relate with each one accordingly. Ah, come on, church. I am preaching much better than the way that you're looking at me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Your life is not for yourself alone. Through your life, through your relationship, God is interested in touching other people's lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. The fifth point. God's plan for your life is time bound. Open your mouth and say, God's plan for my life is time bound. You need to learn to work with time. You need to learn to redeem the time. You need to learn not to waste time. You need to learn to manage time. You don't have eternity to bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ here on earth. There is a specific time. That is why I said, look at a 20-year window and see where you're going. How are you going to bring glory to the name of Jesus in the next 20 years? Are you with me? You are not going to have a 700-day year or a 50-day month or a 30-hour day or a 10-day week. All of us are going to have a 24-hour day, 7-day week, 30 or 31 days. If you are in February, maybe 28 days. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The sixth point is fulfilling God's plan for my life gives my life fulfillment. I want you to say that. Fulfilling God's plan for my life will give me fulfillment in life. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you want to find fulfillment in life? Praise the Lord. It is only by accomplishing God's plan in your life. It's not by doing your own thing, going your own way. It is by saying, Lord, help me to accomplish your plans in my life. Then you will feel and you will know that you really fulfill. You study the book of Ecclesiastes. You will find that Solomon, you know, he planted gardens. He had, you know, I mean, he loved the riverside bungalows. He had mansions in the mountains. He had gold and silver, horses and cattle, and every kind of bird and animals, every kind of woman and pleasure. Everything that you could look for in this world, he had. But because he didn't have God at the center, he said, it is all vanity, it is all empty. I'm not fulfilled. I feel empty. I feel drained out. But when you have Jesus in the center, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you know you are fulfilling the plan of the Father, let me tell you, you will have a deep, satisfying, fulfilling experience deep within. Your sleep will be peaceful. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I want to fulfill your plans in my life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you with me tonight? This year is the year of blessing and favor. But I don't just want you to be blessed this year alone. How many of you would like blessing and favor to be with you for the rest of your life? How many of you would love to walk in the center of God's will, experiencing His glory on a day-to-day basis? You need to plan. Sometimes people ask, is it scriptural to plan? We are walking by faith. Is it scriptural to plan? And sometimes they quote scriptures also. One of the scriptures that is quoted the most is James chapter 4. I'm saying this to you because it's like an instruction. The reason I'm giving you this instruction is so that you will really know it is scriptural to plan. And I'll give you plenty of scriptures for that. But some of the scriptures that people quote that you might not plan is James 4, 13 to 16. Let's look at that. James 4, 13 to 16. Look at somebody and tell them it's there in the Bible. Praise the Lord. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16.
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet, you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
Amen. See, if you study that scripture, it doesn't say don't plan. What James is a very practical teacher. What he's saying is, don't boast in your strength. Don't boast in your strength by saying, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, by my strength, I'm going to do this, do that. Don't boast in your strength. He's not saying don't plan. What he's saying is, don't boast in your strength. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Look at Matthew chapter 6. We know the scripture, 33, 34 verses. It says that do not be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow will have its own worries. Don't be concerned about tomorrow. So sometimes people say we are walking by faith. We are not concerned about tomorrow. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the beast of the field. Look at the lilies in the field. But what is God saying there? What God is saying there is don't be anxious about your tomorrow. Are you with me? Are you with me tonight? Praise the Lord. Don't be anxious about your tomorrow. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. I want you, some of you, this is an instruction. This is not like a preaching or a teaching. I'm just trying to instruct you tonight. Amen. I just want to lay the base for some of those teachings that the Holy Spirit wants to impart into your life in the weeks to come. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 14, verse 28.
For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?
Yes. Which of you will not think? Which of you, when you're going for war or planning to build? How many of you ever built a home? How many of you started building a home without a plan? Did you say, I'm just building by faith? You told the contractor and the person who brought the stone and the cement and all that, yeah, put a little bit of cement there, put a little bit of bricks there. Let's see what will come up. I'm a man of faith. I'm a woman of faith. I'm praying. I'm going to go. And did something come out like that? A house? No. Before you ever build a house, there was a plan. Praise the Lord. How many of you ever started a business without a plan? I know some of you did. That's why you were in a mess. But you start a business, you do something, you plan. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. It's godly to plan for your future. Look at somebody and say, it's godly to plan for your future. When God is in that plan, your plan will be successful. I love Jesus to be the center of that plan. Prayer is beautiful. It is powerful. You should pray. You should plan and you should pray. Praise the Lord. Praying alone does not help. You should pray. You should plan. You should plan. You should pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. Genesis chapter 13, 14 and 15.
And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward.
Yes.
For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
Amen. God is saying to Abraham, lift your eyes and look at that land. With your natural human eye, it is said that you can see maximum 10 miles. If it is somewhere over the horizon, maybe you can see over 20 miles. That's with your natural eye. But actually, the place that God was giving Abraham was over 31,080 square kilometers. Can you imagine that? God said, I'll give you all the land that you see. In other words, don't just look through your natural eye, but I want you to visualize it. I want you to imagine it. I want you to see my plan. I want you to visualize it. I want you to look at it, just not through your natural eye, but with your imagination too. Whatever you can see in your natural eye, maybe 10 miles, but I will give you exceedingly abundantly more than you can ever imagine, think or ask through my great power. Praise the Lord. I want you to look further. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can I ask you four questions? And I just want you to take this whole week to look through these questions, okay? In 20 years' time, what kind of person do you want to be? You're planning your life. 20 years from now, what kind of person do you want to be? That speaks about your character. 20 years from now, what kind of person? You want to be in the worship team, you want to worship the Lord and lead people into the presence of God through your singing, your instruments. You got that as a purpose, but you got no plans to bring about that purpose to fulfillment. You don't study music. You don't try out an instrument. You don't play it. You don't make your voice sweeter. You don't do anything. What will happen? You got a purpose, but you don't have a plan to reach there. You will get frustrated as the years go by. You want to be a pastor, but you don't even come to church on time. You don't listen to God's word. You don't study it. And you want to be a pastor. You want to be a great evangelist. You want to be a great apostle of the Lord. What will happen? You will get frustrated 10 years from now. If you want to look at your life, not only your life, your family, 20 years from now, as a family, what are you going to do? You want your children to grow up in the fear of God. You want them to serve Jesus and all that. But all through these 20 years, while they're growing up, you're watching HBO, playing on the internet. You don't go to church. You don't send your kids to Noah's Ark. You don't do anything like that. And you expect them one day to meet the glory of God upon their lives and start serving the Lord. It doesn't happen that way. Are you with me tonight? You want to be a part of the church and serve the Lord here, but you're looking for a visa to go out all the time. See, it looks like a contradiction. You will get upset and frustrated. There's nothing wrong with going out. That's not what I'm saying. Please understand what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is, what is your plan? Have you sought the face of Jesus concerning something? See, 20 years, I'm just saying 20 years. The 20 years will go just like that. You remember Y2K? That was 14 years back. Everybody was excited, Y2K. That was 14 years back. It's gone just like that. When you are young, life is like going up the hill. That's why kids say, I'm three, what is your age? Five and a half. But you're not going to find a 40-year-old guy saying 40 and a half. Because it almost till 30, it is like going uphill. But once you've reached about 30, then it is going downhill. It is going very fast. Before you know, you touched 40, then 50, 60, 70. 20 years will go just like that. And if you haven't planned on your life, on your family, on your business, on your ministry, 10 areas that you need to plan. I'd only say 7 right now. Where do you want to be spiritually? Spiritually. Do you want to be somebody who always comes to church and gets prayed over and then go back? Go back to the Catholic Church. Where do you want to be 20 years from now? Spiritually. Where do you want to be? Second, ministerially, where do you want to be 20 years from now? Where do you want to be 20 years from now, education-wise? Where do you want to be 20 years from now? With your financial standing. An average American middle-class person has about $174,000 at the end of his life. In assets. I am praying that You might not have inheritance that you've received from your family. You might just be a school dropout. You might have just walked into this place from a very poor background. But I am praying that by the end of your life, if you'll plan it well, that you will have at least an asset of $1 million, six times more than that. Anything further you want to plan? You can. But what I'm saying is, you need to have a plan. Are you with me? Whether it be spiritually, whether it be ministry-wise, whether it be family-wise, are you saying all through your family life, you're going to be like cats and dogs fighting with each other? That is okay in the beginning. That is okay in between also. But don't tell me that is the vision statement for your life 20 years from now. You won't have teeth to bite your husband. Don't worry about that, Pastor. I'll get myself an artificial teeth. What I'm saying, somewhere along the line, you need to purpose it out. You need to plan it out. There's, you know, the road is not going to go in two different directions. But you're going to work together. Somewhere it's going to come together. It might have started off from two different directions, or in between you might have gone in two different directions. But somewhere along the line, you're going to come together, to come together as a family and glorify the name of Jesus Christ and bring His name glory and honor as a family. Oh, come on, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What's your plan? What's your plan for the fourth thing about your health and fitness? Do you have a plan? 20 years you want to live. Don't you, I've seen people who don't take care of their health saying, you know, the Lord will heal, the Lord will take. Definitely, I don't have no doubts about the fact that God heals. But there is a purpose in your life where you say, Lord, I'm going to be a good steward of my body. I'm going to be a good steward of my mind. I'm going to go up to, you know, the indoor stadium and go and climb that rock. Come on, Daniel, come just show your muscle. Yeah. I'm going to keep myself physically fit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to start thinking about 20 years if you're going to see your children's children and you're going to see them married and blessed and all that. I mean, in the beginning, sometimes some people's stomach, you know, it's just under their chin. As the years go by, it comes over their knee when they sit down. When they sit down, you can hardly see that knee. Come on, no offense to anybody. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you will be grateful 20 years from now if Jesus doesn't come back for this message. Where do you want to be career-wise? Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, occupation is determined by you, not by others. Your occupation, your care is chosen by you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Praise. Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, this message can make you either uncomfortable or afraid, but this is a message, a wake-up call, maybe just to see reality. This message is to give you a long-term focus instead of a short-term focus. To see the bigger picture. Is to see, maybe 20 years down the line, what would your assets be? Now, the other day, I was speaking with somebody. Extremely rich family. Lot of land, lot of wealth. But over years, they've been selling. I pray that people in this church will not be people who will have to sell your assets and your inheritance, but you will be people who will find the prosperity of God come upon your life, where you will buy and bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ and use it for the kingdom of God. God bless your fathers or your forefathers, and they gave you an inheritance, they gave you, and you sold and sold and sold and given up on everything. How many of you would trust the Lord to give you more than you can ever imagine or think for His glory, that you will live an inheritance for your children's children? Praise the Lord. You won't leave a debt for your children to pay back, but you will say, children, God has prospered me. God has taken care of me. I have followed Him. I have served Him. I have believed in His word. He has taken delight in me. He has blessed our generations. Children, look at Jesus and follow Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you reach, just character-wise, where do you want to be 20 years from now? Just looking at it. Some of you will be very old. You might be 70 now. You will be 90. You can choose whether you want to be old and fruitful like the Bible says, or old and bitter. Are you with me? I've seen people who are old and bitter are in issues. Everything negative, everything bitter. I've seen people like that in their old age. I said, Lord, I don't want to be like that in my old age. I want to be old and inspiring. I want to still glorify Jesus Christ and tell people about Jesus and motivate them and strengthen them and make them committed to the Lord and walk for the Lord. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a lot more. I do not know how to go about and finish this message for today. What is planning? Biblical planning. A process of action to fulfill a dream, a task, or a goal that God has kept for you. The process of action. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The engine room for planning is your brain. Look at somebody and say, work your brain. To engage in an action of, you know, analytically, logically, naturally to think. Sometimes people come, you know, in Proverbs 24, in the Message Bible uses the word for think as just to have common sense. Just to have common sense. If you plan to serve the Lord, you know what you should do, you shouldn't do. Just use your common sense. You know which is the company you should have and the company that you shouldn't keep. Just use common sense. You don't need somebody to pray and tell you. Are you with me? Just common sense. I just need to forgive. I just need to bless this person. I just need to have a family prayer. I just need to set something in process because that's the end result. We're going to go to church on time. We're going to do our tithing and our offerings. We're going to respect the men of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just a foundation. I just an instruction. Tonight I want you to go back. Look at these little things that I said. Pray about it. Sit with the Lord for some time. And then God's going to anoint you. Are you with me? You write your own name, write your age, and say 20 years. It's going to happen faster. 20 years. Let's close our eyes and pray. Not plan. You will feel as if you wasted your life. You've got to learn to commit your plans into the hands of Jesus. Submit to His Lordship. Tonight even before I preached, while I was praying in my room, trying to prepare this message, I felt darkness departing from the brain, from the mind of people. God had a plan when He created things. He didn't first create the fish and then create the water. Are you with me? He first created the water and then created the fish. He created man on the sixth day. First made everything that this man wanted or needed to survive. Then made him. That's how God saw it. Younger son in the pigsty, he came to his senses. I mean, his brain started functioning. He just came to his senses. He said, what am I doing here in this pigsty? What am I looking at my life in my father's house? Close your eyes. Let the Holy Spirit bring some of you to your senses to look at your life. In the book of Psalms, Moses said, teach us to number our days. That's why he said 20 years. Teach teach us to number our days, Lord, that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. Wisdom comes when you learn to number your days. Teach us to number our days. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be 20 years from now? Then set things in the process for that, even tonight. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a step. Would you either kneel down or stand up in the presence of the Lord tonight? Your eyes, would you just take your time to be speaking with Jesus alone? Let Him deal with your heart, let Him deal with your mind, let Him give you divine plans. Lift your hearts to Him and say, Holy Spirit, help me, enlighten me, shed the light of God in my heart. My life in a regret. I don't want to keep looking back. I want to go forward, Lord, for your name. Help me, Lord. Pray from your heart. Don't be intimidated by your weaknesses. Don't be intimidated by your nature. Don't allow that to limit you. How would you plan your life if money was not a criteria? If weakness was not a criteria, that's the way you plan it, and you submit to Jesus, and then He helps you. The Holy Spirit is telling, don't be intimidated by your weaknesses and by your failures. Commit that also to Jesus. He will fashion out it out for His glory. If finance was not a criteria, how would you plan your life? What would you do? How would you dream? Let the Holy Spirit help you tonight. Because out of nothing, God created everything. God can do the same for you tonight. Submit to Him. Commit yourself unto Him. Say from your heart, Jesus, you are the Son of God. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I thank you for your word. I thank you that you are the master planner.
Thank you, Master.
That you are the builder. Lord, I give my life to you. I commit my family to you. I commit my ministry to you. I commit my assets to you. I commit my generations to you. My talents, my health, my body, my mind, my finances. Jesus, I submit everything to you. Lord, enlighten my mind. Enlighten my heart. Help me to plan out my life the way you have fashioned it out for me. Help me to find fulfillment in knowing that my plans are committed to your plans, and that you will glorify yourself in and through me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Cleanse my life. Holy Spirit, enlighten my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. I renounce sin. Jesus, I proclaim you as my Lord. Be the Lord over my life. Be the Lord over my plan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
We praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. Just take some time to worship Him. To lay your heart at His feet.